Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background and issuing security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees. Chinese embassy spokesman in Washington said China outlawed cyber warfare, saying jumping to conclusions and making hypothetical accusations is not responsible and is counterproductive. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has warned lawmakers to prepare to defend a possible full-scale invasion by Russia after a surge in fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine.
There are 14 Russian battalions, tactical groups that include over 9,000 Russian military servicemen in Ukrainian territory. The concentration of Russian servicemen along the national border with Ukraine is 1.5 times bigger than a year ago.
Russia insists it plays no direct role in the Ukraine rebellion. Ghana's President John Mahama says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding has increased to 150 people.
We'll have to take some measures to be able to avoid this happening in the future. And often when these measures are drastic, you have a lot of sympathy and pressure not to take those measures. But I think that the time has come, you know, for us to remove houses out of waterways. And the public should understand that it is necessary to save everybody else.
Ghana will observe 3 days of mourning for the victims. And rescuers in central China began to raise a cruise ship that capsized Monday in the Yangtze River. 97 dead so far. This is VOA News. South Korea today confirmed the death of a fourth victim of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, sometimes called MERS, that has infected dozens of people in that country. Health officials said a 76-year-old man died Thursday. About 1,600 people have been quarantined in South Korea, most at home, but some in medical institutions. The outbreak also has forced the closure of hundreds of schools and colleges. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has demanded that everyone do everything be done possible to halt the outbreak, which began 2 weeks ago, brought into the country by a man returning from a business trip to the Middle East. Pakistan's president says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani responded warmly to what he called the country's sincere overtures that improving relations with Kabul will lead to regional peace and stability. Ayaz Ghul has our report.
Pakistan President Mamnoon Hussain says Pakistan is a peaceful nation and it desires friendly relations with international community, particularly with its neighbors. Addressing lawmakers to begin the parliamentary year, he said Pakistan's sincerity to forge close ties has resulted in the opening of a new chapter in bilateral relations with Afghanistan's new government. The president added, "We are pleased to note that Mr. Ashraf Ghani and the new Afghan leadership have warmly reciprocated to Pakistan's sincere initiative." Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Another U.S. Republican presidential hopeful is in the race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry made it official on Thursday. VOA's Jim Malone has details.
Surrounded by family and supporters, Rick Perry announced his candidacy in his home state of Texas. Perry focused much of his statement on what he believes are the foreign policy failings of President Barack Obama, including the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq and the rise of the Islamic State.
We don't have to settle for a world in chaos and an America that it shrinks from its responsibilities.
Perry is the latest of several Republicans to join the 2016 race in recent days. Jim Malone, Washington.
International Monetary Fund urging the U.S. Central Bank to wait until the first half of 2016 before raising interest rates. IMS also downgraded its outlook for U.S. economic growth to 2.5% based on a disappointing first quarter. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde says raising U.S. rates too soon could result in significant market volatility across the world. Many private economists speculate the central bank will start raising rates by September.
That's the latest world news from VOA.